Welcome back, Midday Show. Yeah, it's hot. Apparently too hot for tennis. We're broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV by Camping World, RV sales, service parts, and accessories. We appreciate Reed Blankenship and Jalex Hunt being part of the show early.
Yeah,
if you missed it,
cool.
You can go back on the Odyssey app and listen to those. All right, if you were specifically tuning into the station and or our YouTube feed right now at 12 o'clock, we apologize, and we know you were probably tuning in to watch, as we were planning a split-screen YouTube of our show here at camp and Joe and Jack over at FDR Park for their tennis match. Unfortunately, Hugh, the edict came down earlier this morning that we are postponing the tennis match because of heat. Yeah, I know. It is a shame. Now, Vic Fangio, can we hear what Vic said earlier? Because Vic Fangio seemed like he, and I know he wasn't as specific about the tennis match, but it seemed like Vic Fangio not a fan of being soft in the heat.
After all your years coaching, how much do you enjoy or not enjoy a hot day like this at training?
It's not hot today. That's a mindset, you know. We're going to play some hot games in September, and if you cave to a hot day in training camp, we're in trouble.
You heard.
Well, he's right.
I like how Yuram was the one who asked the question.
Oh, I mean, he gets it. He's in the building. He knows what's going on.
Yuram got a hot ass sweatshirt on.
I know. I don't know how that
that's
guy
because
does it.
Well, it's a mindset.
Yeah, but that's exactly right.
Yeah, that's the best person to ask the question, then, I guess.
I also saw a quote from Jalen Hurts on the heat of practice. Quote, "Fatigue makes cowards
of
us all." Well, he's not wrong on that. And, you know, there's some cowardice going on, it seems like.
I
understand
you
trying to keep everyone healthy, but, you know, it's a lot. I'm disappointed that they're not playing tennis today.
I'll tell you who it did make a coward of. Our boss. Because he wore them pants. He wore them hot ass pants. Hey, shout out to our boss.
All right, big question.
This is the messiest show we've had in a while.
Big question, okay? Is blue jeans in this weather and canceling tennis Rod's worst moments as a college
grad? Oh, dude.
I think it is.
Hey, Joe, like, you know what I like about this moment, Joe? We have bonded to the point that if I leave, then you're coming with me.
Yeah, well, we'll see if the key card works tomorrow. We'll be back in the studio.
I'm staying, though. I've done nothing today.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay, all right. We'll get more into
it. Too hot to play tennis, but darn it, it ain't too hot to wear blue jeans.
You know, WIP will take some of our quotes and tweet it out. I want that one tweeted out from Hugh Douglas. All right, we'll get back to all this and get everyone's reaction. 215-592-9494. But, Hugh, I heard something this morning on the morning show with Jim Salisbury. He was a guest of the morning show this morning. And I thought it was really interesting, considering we are 2 days away from the trade deadline. Jim's still very plugged in. He's doing the Philly show with Ruben Amaro and with Todd Zelek. He's still very plugged into the team. Listen to what Jim Salisbury said this morning about the Phillies and how veterans in the clubhouse will feel if Dave Dombrowski doesn't do something big. Here's Jim Salisbury this morning.
Players that I talk to, they want to see a move made. They want to see a move made. They'd like to see a bat come in. They'd like to see a big arm come in. They are watching this thing really closely, and there'll be some very disappointed veterans if there's not significant improvement made.
Hugh, how did that strike? Because I found that fascinating. Because, you know, there's two ways to spin if they don't do something big.
Mm-hmm.
The first way to spin it is, hey, we believe in you guys, right? We don't need anything else. We have enough here. And that's what they've done the last 2 years. But you also got to think about what are they thinking about in that clubhouse. And he's saying veterans are telling him they want a move. And that tells me the front office has to take that into account. Like, I think Dave Dombrowski owes it to his star veterans. I'm talking about Zach Wheeler and Kyle Schwarber and Bryce Harper, Trey Turner, like these, JT Realmuto, these guys don't have much time left. Let's call it for what it is. Their careers are on the back end, even though a lot of them are still playing at a high level. I think he owes it to them to put their best foot forward. If we get to Thursday night, Friday morning, no big move, it sounds to me like those guys are going to be disappointed that they didn't get a boost to go try to win the World Series. What do you make of that?
I think that's a very interesting comment, because when I hear that, Joe, I'm just going to take you through my thought process, mm-hmm. So I'm probably going to long talk a little bit. But I'm thinking, number one, who's saying that? And then, number two, who are you talking about? Are you talking about the back of the order? Because I'm assuming that's who we're talking about. The back of the order as far as getting another bag,
getting somebody
that's going to contribute. Yeah. You know, you're talking about the Rojas's, the Sosa's.
Replacing
and guys
those guys.
Yeah, but I'm also looking at it, if I'm one of those Rojas's or Sosa's, because I think that's who they're talking about.
Keplers. Yeah, the bottom of the lineup.
What have you been doing? I'm looking at them like, yo, who are you to say what we're not doing, where you're not pulling your weight at times?
Well, to go off where you're saying, when they bring someone in, that means someone has to leave, right? Yeah. They're replacing somebody on the roster.
Yeah.
A teammate.
So it's... I think that's interesting to frame it in that way, because there has been moments where guys have been protected in this lineup because of some major name that has been struggling. Mm. You know what I mean? So I think that's a lot to digest in a locker room that we've been told that is a tight-knit group. It makes me think back to when Castellanos – and Topper got into it, and what was going on there, if that's the way that they feel. You know, I mean, to me, as a former player, that's a bold thing to say when you're in a locker room and everybody's rowing in the same direction.
So I wonder if part of it is 2 years in a row they didn't do big things at the trade deadline, maybe. And they didn't win. And maybe the last 2 years they were like, all right, we believe in you. And Rojas is just one small example. Like, he's just the name, right?
Yeah, that's just the name. I'm just throwing the name out there.
We believe in Johan. We believe in whatever we're throwing out in left field. We believe in this relief pitcher. But maybe deep down they realize, like, hey, we've tried this 2 years in a row with these guys.
And that could be the case.
And we need more.
Because I can remember vividly, you know, when we lost the second NFC Championship game, you know, you're thinking, okay, what are we going to do in offseason? But it was never voiced. Like, it probably was thought, never voiced. So, that, I mean, you know, it's just different. But that's the first thing that came to mind when you told me that. That was the first thing I thought about.
It is an interesting parallel to your teams, right? Like, just use wide receiver, right?
Yeah.
You guys needed a wide receiver. Now, were you expressing that and telling media members off the record, like, hey, we really need a boost here? Or you just deep down, you felt it? I don't remember it being voiced from players as much then.
It wasn't, but it was a thought.
I'm sure. I mean, we can be real. You had to know you could use
it. It was one of those things, like, you know, you look around the room, Joe, and you just look, and you know what the problem is, but you won't say it because –
Well, they're your teammates.
Yeah. And you don't want to throw anybody under the bus. But I get it. But to – and you know what's funny? Coming off the heels – of what transpired in the locker room a couple of days ago with Bryce, and they're talking about, because I heard Bryce say something about what happens in the locker room stays in the locker room and all this other stuff.
It seemed like he was not thrilled that conversation got out.
Yeah, but do you have that, and then you have this, you know, players are going to be upset.
Loose lips over there.
Yeah, singing ships. Mm. I see where Joel Embiid was coming from. You got to whoop.
Here we go. What are they going to do, fine Dave Dombrowski if he doesn't make a trade now?
Kyle, where do you come down? I think Dombrowski owes it to these guys.
Yeah.
They have, for the most part, for 4 years now, played really well and got themselves a position to get in the playoffs each year. But they obviously don't have enough to win the World Series. Go help them.
Yeah, I mean, he not only that, but like, he owes it to, I guess, we framed it in a different way recently, like, where he almost owes it to the guys who are playing as well as they are. Mm-hmm. To not squander this opportunity. Like, what are you going to – you're going to waste this season from Zach Wheeler. You're going to waste this season from Christopher Sanchez. Bryce Harper's looking like Bryce Harper again. You're going to waste that. You're going to waste Kyle Schwarber. Like, there's so much there at risk that you could potentially waste. You don't even know if Kyle Schwarber's going to be here next season.
Or Real Muto.
Or Ranger Suarez. Like, a lot of these guys who are playing their best baseball right now, of course you owe it to them. You owe it to the fans. Like, If now is not the time, I just can't possibly I can't conceive of a time that there would be.
Well, I heard this morning the morning show was debating that, like, whether this team really truly is worth going for it with. And I feel the same way you do. Like, to me, it's now or never. Like, three of their best players could be gone next year, and the ones that are left will just be older. And I mentioned this yesterday. That whole Bryce Harper Manfred thing.
That's not like that. That got a little bit of heat to it.
Well, and then the part spices. That's not being talked about enough, because we're all excited about the Royal Rumble aspect of it, or the, you know, Hugh talking about walking up to him with a bat. The fact that the players are saying they're willing to sit out a whole 162 game season, we could lose the 2026 season. Like, this happened once before. The last time the owners wanted a cap, 94, they canceled the rest of the season. The World Series didn't happen. So, like, there's a precedent here. So that's this window that we think, oh, they got a few years left. Maybe not. If 2026 doesn't occur, this window is now, And maybe next year.
And Joe, the ripple effect of that is, didn't Zach Wheeler say that he's going to retire in 2027?
He's out after 27.
Okay, so what if they do have a lockout, and then we have one season left?
I know.
Of Zach Wheeler. Like, yeah. The time is now.
When you say it like that, the weight of the moment, I didn't realize it till today.
The hourglass is getting faster. So I think
we don't know how much time Hugh's got left.
Well, that's established.
You know what I mean? I'm getting ready for the broom.
You need to see another World Series.
I need to see it.
Do it for Hugh Douglas.
Do it for Hugh.
Because he ain't got that much time.
Someone just tuned in like, wait, is Hugh okay?
Yeah, what's wrong with him?
Do it for Douglas.
Early
Hashtag
50s.
Do it for
What's
Douglas.
Happening here? All right, 215-592-949. If you can weigh in on that as well, does Dave Dombrowski owe it to the veterans to go get them real help? When I say that, we're not talking about Michael Lorenzen and Austin Hayes and Rodolfo Castro and the nonsense that has been the last two deadlines. I mean real help at the deadline. It is 2 days from today. Bob in Drexel Hill is up. Hey, Bob.
Nick and Crawford, get rid of them. Bring in a bat. We need runs. With this starting pitching, we're good. We need runs. How do you lose to Chicago only scoring two runs?
That was a disgrace last night, Bob. A disgrace. They absolutely needed to sweep the White Sox. A very annoying loss.
Absolutely. So I don't want to get rid of Painter, but Crawford, we need a bat. With the starting pitching this year, it proves that they're good. We need runs. We need home runs. We need RBIs. It's ridiculous. Like, I watched last night. I'm like, I wouldn't even get rid of Castellanos. Like, this is ridiculous. I'm tired of it.
We all are. I mean, and here's the thing. When their top three or four bats hit like they did Friday and Saturday in New York, they can score a bunch of runs, but they can stack those runs. And, Bob, we appreciate it. But it's not going to happen every night, right? Every night you're not going to get two or three Turner hits and a home run from Harper and Schwarber. You get them once in a while, the games where they all hit, and then you blow the Yankees out twice. But most other games, one or two of those guys will do a big thing, and then you need the bottom or the middle of the order to help them out. And when they don't, you see it last night. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. Do you wish the Eagles would just embrace being defending Super Bowl champions? No, coming in at 77%. Yes, at 23% on that one today. And do the Phillies owe it to their veteran players to go all in at the trade deadline Thursday? Yes, at 86%.
All in.
Yeah, it's not going to be a comfortable day for Dave Dombrowski Friday if they get shut out here, if they don't do something significant. I mean, it's hot out there today. It's going to be hot on Friday if we walk away from this deadline. And
I don't think it's going to be a major move.
Well, do you think people are going to handle that well?
Probably not.
No, I don't think so.
Especially when you talk about
you just hear that guy?
Yeah.
Reports coming out and all those. So yeah, it's not going to be.
Well, and I mean, I'm not going to handle
not
it
gonna
well.
Not going to be good. Not going to be good.
No, well, Dave Dombrowski, whether or not this is fair, sometimes it's not. Life isn't fair. His job's on the line by Thursday.
Mm.
If he doesn't do something to help get him over the hump, we're going to look back at his tenure and say, what did he really do when he was here? He spent a lot of money. He didn't make very few, if any, significant trades. And every time they needed a boost, he didn't give them enough of
it. It was lip service. A lot of lip service. I get it. Yeah, and a lot of lip service.
And his job is to get this thing over the hump. That's what he's done in his career. That's when we knew they hired him, the idea was they got a guy that wins the World Series, that finishes the job, that goes for it. And we haven't really gotten that version of Dave Dombrowski. Not enough yet. Nick is in Newtown talking about the Eagles and their mentality this offseason into the training camp. What's up, Nick?
Hey, guys. I don't know if you agree or disagree, but I find Nick Sirianni to remind me of when I read the book about Joe Maddon, that he's a goofy culture architect, right? Like, he's good at it. They win. But, like, this whole mindset of, like, we didn't win it makes no sense to me. But I trust Nick, and I trust that it will work. But he just reminds me a lot of Joe Maddon. Curious what you guys thought.
I see it, yeah, Nick. I think with the way you first framed it with, like, the goofy thing, I think some people may hear that as, like, a slight. But Joe Maddon was really good. I mean, Joe Maddon, he's the manager that broke the curse with the Cubs, right? Mm-hmm. He's the one that got to the World Series with the Rays. Like, you know, he didn't do that by accident. The way he managed, it worked for the teams he managed. He figured it. And I see some of that in Nick. Like, maybe not the greatest tactician and X and O's guys, but he's got a thing about him that the players respond to.
Yeah, he knows how to build a culture that we just don't agree upon. just like Joe Maddon built a culture that people did not agree upon. It doesn't mean it was right or wrong, but the way Joe did it, people just didn't like it. It wasn't like Major League Baseball. And honestly, Copper, kind of pushing the Phillies point, needs to be more like Joe Maddon. He's too stoic all the time. And like, to me, if we don't get people, and I never really thought about it so the way you guys laid it out, like, yeah, this window is very, very closed. And look, as much as I love Schwarber, he may not be back. As much as I love Suarez, he may not be back. Like, you guys really put it in a really powerful way today that I give you guys some credit for, is like, there may not be another time, so why hold on to people that won't matter? It just seems like it's almost like malpractice, and he should just retire and not even like do the job if he's not ready to pull the trigger and give the fans and all his players and everything that he's been building for the last like 5 solid years of success. Like, I mean, it would almost be like a no-brainer at this point, the way you guys explained it.
It does feel like that to me. And, Nick, man, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, I don't know what John Middleton and Dave Dombrowski are thinking. Hugh, you've brought this up a lot, like sustainability. They don't want to go back to what happened a decade ago, right? The Howard, Rollins, Utley era ended, and it got bad here for a while. And I know they don't want to go back to that again. So there's that element of, hey, we got to be careful about this. But I don't feel that way anymore. Like, I know that's part of every team, but you got it. What's more important to me is, like, it's like a scale. More important has to be the now. Otherwise, I just don't want to look back at this run with this team with regret. And I feel like Dave Dombrowski, when his career is over, if he doesn't pull the trigger on a big deal in the next day or two, I think he's going to look back with regret, because he's going to say, I had Bryce Harper, Kyle Schwarber, Trey Turner, Zach Wheeler, Aaron Nola for a lot of this. I know he's been banged up this year. But I had a team of all-stars and some future Hall of Famers, and I didn't boost this thing at the trade deadlines. If it was me, I would look back with regret, and that's why I think he owes it to these guys. Hugh, that Jim Salisbury thing we played, I think he's got to think about that. Like, I know they're thinking about their future, but he's got to think about, what's that clubhouse feeling on Friday morning if I don't help them?
No, I mean, I get where you're coming from, because there's a lot of lip service that was given, and you talked about, you know, about emptying the coffers or making the moves to, you know, fill the trophy case and things of that nature, and they've been not major moves. And I think the unfortunate thing about it this year is that you do have so many teams that are tightly grouped together.
Yes.
And there are not a whole lot of moves to make. And then we were talking about the pitcher from the Guardians.
Emmanuel Clase.
That now, you know, because the first thing that was said early in the week was that the Phillies were looking to make a move to get a relief pitcher,
yes,
like some relief help, big time. And now that market has somewhat dried up.
Well, he's on leave, and then Felix Bautista from Baltimore has a shoulder injury. So, so two of the top closers are out of the mix now, right? So that, it condenses the group that's left.
Yeah.
It makes it harder.
Yeah, and then you're talking about a potential bat. There's not a whole lot of teams out there that you look at that aren't going to be looking to fleece you to get one of those guys. So, yeah, you're in a bit of a pickle right now.
Yeah, but so no one wants to get fleeced. But sometimes, and I know Hugh Douglas doesn't subscribe to this, sometimes in life it's okay to overpay. Sometimes it's okay to overpay.
He did not like that.
I know. If you really want something, to me it's a zero-sum game. It's you get it or you don't get it. It's not about did I get it the best deal, because if you want the best deal, you could find a great deal.
You're right, though. Sometimes you got to go ahead and break bread to get the thing.
Yeah, and I thought Dave Dombrowski, that's what he does, not since he got here to the Phillies. Let's go to Andy in Westchester. What's up, Andy?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon, what's up, Andy. What's up?
Not too much. Thank you. Thank you for bringing up the dome argument with Devin again earlier. Because
I could sense yesterday. I know you did get cut off, so I'm glad you're back with that. But I could sense that she's a football person, right?
Exactly.
And Hugh Douglas,
not so much.
So, well, I needed to make sure we got that out there.
That was the question: Is Hugh Douglas's dome retractable, so we can open it up and put some toughness back in there?
No.
No,
it's retractable.
All the toughness from Hugh Douglas is gone.
I just want to enjoy, you know, white wines and just relax.
White wines. See, this is why we take sacks away from you.
And warm climate and warm environments and football games.
Who is this guy, Andy? we've lost him.
No, you're not allowed. not allowed.
That's all I want. I want to enjoy this up north. I don't want to go to Florida to get all that. I want to enjoy it up here.
No, this is Philadelphia. This is not a. When you think of Philadelphia, do you think of a dome city?
I'm starting to wrap my mind around it.
No,
and you know what's funny? Since we're here and we're talking about it,
here we go.
You ever heard the phrase? It's better to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Yeah.
You ever heard that?
Oh,
y'all heard that phrase,
well.
Right?
I know it well. You know what I'm saying? By it.
So let's workshop this a little bit, shall we?
Sure.
Eagles asked out of courtesy what you think. They're gonna put a dome in this. We're getting a dome.
Well,
I didn't want to tell y'all that yesterday, but that's what's about to happen.
I'm not connecting the dots there, though. It seems to me like the Eagles are asking for permission. Yeah, like if they really wanted to do the forgiveness thing, they would just build the dome.
Listen,
tell us sorry.
No.
Well, I think he's saying that they tried it the opposite way. What they probably should have just done it the other way.
Well, yeah.
But they're gonna build. They're building the dome, Kyle. Mm. I remember. You know what's funny?
Not if we're loud enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's funny? He said, "I'll yell." I remember about 10 years ago when the NFL, before the season started, they said, hey, we're going to move the goalposts in a little bit. And everybody said, we're just going to do it in the preseason. And it's not a big deal because they were workshopping. Don't you know they threw that in there and kept it, even though they said it wasn't going to happen?
Whenever they say they're trying something, they're just going to do it. I know.
Okay. So
it's their league.
So what are we missing here?
Well, but there's this one. Now, I think you're probably right, because this is just where stadiums are going now, right?
Yeah.
But if taxpayer money and the city of Philadelphia are part of the funding, the people that are in charge of the city, they have to listen in some way to the people that vote them in. Like, we do have some say in all this. If we are loud, we do. If we are loud enough and angry enough about a dome, the person, whoever's running the city by then, by the time this happens, has to take into account the people here don't want this. All right.
I don't believe that.
How do you get reelected? You make the people happy.
Well.
In general. In general.
Let's go to break.
Before we go somewhere we don't need to be.
Well, speaking of, we got to get more into Blue Jeans Lake and canceling tennis today.
Forever in Blue Jeans.
215-592-9494. All right, your phone call is coming up. I wish the Eagles just wanted to embrace who they are. Don't hide from it. They're the defending Super Bowl champions. Your call's on that. Do you like it the way they're approaching this, or do you wish they were just embrace who they are? I think it will help them as the season goes on to know who they are and not pretend last season didn't happen. The Phillies.
Andy's still on the line, by the way.
I'm still here, right? Andy, that's on me. My bad.
Andy, you know what? Let me put you on hold. We'll come back.
I was wondering how long you'd let that go.
I forgot. I totally forgot.
Yeah.
Well, when Kyle said we should go to break, I just started getting in that mode, and I forgot it. Andy, we'll get you back up. All right. Plus, the Phillies. Does Dave Dombrowski owe it to the veterans in the clubhouse to go make a big move? And we'll get to our full thoughts regarding the postponed tennis match today. We'll pass along some of the full reaction for people here at our station who are not happy with the decision for management today postponed to Cammer versus Fritz Tennis. That's all coming up. 215-592-9494 Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.